What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at @WhatTheActualForkPod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of What the Actual Fork podcast. Sam, I think this is our last recording before you have a baby, which is so exciting.
That is wild.
It's so wild. So because of that, you get to do the What the Actual Fork moment of the week.
Amazing. Well, one easy layup because I feel like I have messaged. Well, was that this weekend? I messaged you at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. A news segment. And I was like, oh, LOL at my face and video being used in this segment.
And I answered within 30 seconds.
You did. I was like, she is on it.
On her phone.
Yeah, I messaged you at a good time, which I was like very thankful for. But I like weirdly was not phased. Like I feel like younger Sam would have been like very freaking out. Like how, like, oh my gosh. But I'm like, these two men, like,
it's because you don't know who he is like well enough, which I'll get to in a second.
You're like, wait, maybe you should be concerned. No, I mean, and we'll get to that because that's kind of like a secondary to the episode we already put out about the very, you know, large Washington Post article and the anti-diet kind of movement being, you know, bought out by big food or whatever they're saying. So this is kind of like a part two to that. But the other video I sent you was from someone in our community DM'd me this. Some woman, let's see how many followers she has. 87,000. Wow, what a shame.
Great.
It's Taylor Swift saying, "Nice to meet you. Where you've been, I can show you incredible things." One of her lyrics. And it says, "When a pregnant mama says she gained too much weight and doesn't feel good about herself, ... and wants to know if it's possible to lose weight safely while pregnant, then it cuts to her like saying like, nice to meet you. How you've been? I can show you incredible things." And she goes, "Yes, it's totally possible. I've helped over 200K pregnant women do that."
Like,
she's
no,
literally promoting that you can be losing weight,
intentional
weight loss during pregnancy.
Like, so that there's two things that I really want to say. And the first one is, if you remember, I think it was last January or February, I went to Canyon Ranch with my mom and I texted you because walking in front of me, like five steps ahead of me, was Dr. Mark Hyman. And I remember saying, should I confront him? And I remember my mom saying, do it. Like, go tap him on the shoulder. And like, he was there I think he's actually like the medical director of Canyon Ranch, which is actually really disappointing. But he was like there, he was like coming out of like the pickleball courts or like the racquetball court. And like, I was literally going to confront him and be like, you are the problem with social media and everything in the health and wellness space, just because he has this elitist mindset about his way, he's correct, blah, blah, blah about health without any nuance, and also has his own line of supplements and like tries to sell you his answers to health without, it's just, there's just so much to it. And like, again, being on that news segment, him being the expert, quote unquote, like he's the person that tried to tear down hospitals for giving quote unquote garbage food, but has millions and millions of dollars. And I haven't seen him donate any of it to hospitals to try and get quote unquote better foods for people in them. Like he talks a big talk about health. He talks out of each side of his mouth, like he's very much in line with the other doctor who I can't think of his name of right now. The lectins doctor, Gundry, very much like a social media presence and fear tactic using physician who many other physicians on social media have have taken apart his claims, right? So there's that. And so the fact that they chose him to have the conversation about this anti-diet movement and, you know, looking at really what we've talked about, and we don't have to continue talking about this, but looking at health from a more complex lens than just like, if you lose weight, you're going to be healthier, which is what our society as registered dietitians, what our schooling taught us and what the medical field uses as their default. Like, oh, you don't feel good, lose weight, you'll feel better. Oh, your knee hurts, lose weight, you'll feel better. Like that is the mindset that he uses, which we know now with years and years and years of research to back it up, that that is incredibly incorrect. And that medicine and health and wellness is so much more complex than that. And somebody like him doesn't look to the nuances of mental health. Like he's very much like the medical medium. Like I would bucket him in that same bucket of, you know, that type of medical quote unquote thinking. And it's just not for everyone. And it's certainly not the voice that needs to say that the anti-diet movement is incorrect, because he has no idea even what it means. And I commented on that post and people are fighting me on it, saying like, you can't say that eating healthy gives eating disorders. I'm like, I didn't say that. Like, read the comment again and take your own personal injury elsewhere. Like,
yeah. And there was so much I wanted to say. We can link my video in the show notes.
Your video is great.
It's about four and a half minutes long. And that way we don't have to repeat it all here. But there was so much I wanted to say that it could have been an hour long of like how incorrect. It was like, just like very clearly false, like misinformation being spread. It was so weird to watch that and to think like people air that and think it's like, I don't know if they think it's good. They just probably think it's going to get clicks. I mean,
it has 18,000 likes. So like people are eating it up, and like that's the problem, right? Like the absolute inconsistencies and incorrectness of what he stated about, and call it intuitive eating, call it anti-diet, call it weight neutral care. I don't care what you call it. Basically, his resentment towards it or his dislike towards it just shows how much he doesn't know. Because I think, and like the problem that I have, and like not saying he and I have anything in common, but I think if someone like you or I were to actually sit down and talk to this person and educate him on what we look at as a definition of health, I think he would agree. Right? Because how could you be practicing medicine or in the field of health and not agree? Mm-hmm. I feel very strongly about that. But like these people only see, well, if I can tell people that they should fear General Mills, then they'll buy my cereal instead. Like that's the mindset, right? Like, I don't know how else to put it, but I think the only way to say it is that they're just misinformed.
Yes, extremely misinformed. Again, their own agenda at play. I mean, he made claims that like the food industry created the anti-diet movement. I was like, what are you saying?
And tell me you have no idea without telling me.
Yes. And like so many people in my comment section were like, oh my God, is his privilege just showing? Like, I mean, there is so much there. So, and we don't need to waste our breath on him or that anymore, because again, people can go watch the shortened video and listen to our other episode where we really break down like the nuance of that Washington Post article, which has now been turned into these multiple news segments.
People are eating it up.
Yep, sure are.
Okay. I have been staying at my parents' house for the past couple weeks with the family because of some home construction. And I'm not going to lie to you, the one thing that I miss the most are my Cozy Earth sheets. Now, yesterday, my mom and I were having a discussion about this, and she went on the website and she was looking and she wasn't really sure which ones to purchase because, not that I bullied her into buying them, but because she was looking for a sheet upgrade herself. And I happened to just add in how much I missed mine from home. And she was on the website and she was so excited by all of the different options that were available. And what really sealed the deal for her was that I told her that using code FORK got her 35% off her order, bringing the price of the sheets and also the towels that I told her all about down to the best possible price. And so if you haven't already heard us absolutely raving about the towels by Cozy Earth as well, the one thing that I have to tell you is that they have this little, not only are like they the coziest, softest, most comfortable towels that actually like fit your body, they also have this little, I don't even know how I would describe it, this little tag on them or little just hanging piece on them that you can hang up your towel so it doesn't fall off the rack and then you find it on the floor the next day when you are going to get out of the shower. It just stays where you put it and it's so incredibly helpful. So I did have her order both the towels and the sheets and I'm so excited for her to be so excited when they arrive, and I'm excited for me to hopefully still be here when they arrive so I can sleep on them too. I truly believe that Cozy Earth offers bedding and products that will absolutely transform your sleep. And by using code FORK at checkout at cozyearth.com, you will get 35% off. The softness is absolutely unparalleled. It is absolutely superior, and the quality and longevity of the product is absolutely incredible. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. I mean, that is absolutely incredible. Again, it's promo code FORK for 35% off at cozyearth.com.
But I want to go back to this pregnancy woman for a second, because I also just read her bio. Listen to this. It's not pregnancy. It's not weight loss during pregnancy, but it's less pregnancy weight gain, tone up, strengthen and prep for labor, workouts, nutrition, and supplements. God first. Blog program supplements. Of course. God first. God first. Dear fucking. Oh my gosh. Less pregnancy weight gain.
Wait, her newest post says, you mean to tell me you gained 20 pounds during pregnancy, had a 4-hour labor, and lost your baby weight in 6 weeks? Yep. Like, that's not a flex.
Or like her. I sent you the second to last one, but the third to last one. When you realize you can safely lose weight during pregnancy, like, how hasn't this gotten taken down? Oh, her content is talking about intentional weight loss during pregnancy. That is like, no.
I just send this to Dr. Jess, who I'm obsessed with on TikTok. But I think this goes exactly with what I've posted over the weekend two different times, because people were losing their minds in my comment section. But somebody like this, or somebody who we've talked about, like Lil Sipper, who cured her
cancer. Lil Sipper.
Wait, you don't know who that is? Please look her up. You'll die. L-I-L.
Okay, I'm excited.
She's the one that did the post. Maybe we didn't talk about it. Maybe this is just in my head, but she's the one that posted the, like, to cure your constipation, dip oranges that with the peel in cinnamon and cayenne pepper, like cover the oranges and eat them with the peel on it. And the next morning you'll like shit your brains out. And this girl posted that she was literally hospitalized for doing that. And the doctor said, like, you burned your esophagus. Like, you're so lucky that that's all that happened. Who told you to do this? And she was like, the internet. And he was like, please stop taking your advice from the internet. Like, she posted this whole story. I stitched it, just about how, like, I don't care how many times you people online tell me I'm a moron. Like, I'm going to continue to fight these messages because people are getting sick. So, like, this woman, Sipper, is famous because she, quote unquote, healed her chronic illness and, you know, her gut health problems or whatever it is. And I'm not going to put my own judgments and my own, what's the right word? Like, I've diagnosed her myself with many things in my head. And like, taking that out of the equation, healing your own chronic illness is wonderful. And I am so happy that you feel better. And I don't want that to be twisted anywhere, but it is not a degree to be able to consult, advise, or treat other people. Like, if we as registered dietitians, the hoops that we have to go through to work with brands that work with the FDA to make sure that that the words that we say, that the claims that we make about their foods, their product, et cetera, when we're being paid to talk about them, that they are absolutely correct because there are laws around food labeling claims and also our law, our code of ethics about what we can do as registered dietitians making claims about health. Whereas these people can then just go and do whatever the fuck they want and have millions of followers, sell ebooks or whatever they're selling and make millions off of people's vulnerabilities. And it's not right.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing you say is we should just remove our RD credential and do whatever the fuck we want.
Correct. Yes.
That's what I just took away from this. No, kidding.
This woman is killing it, I'm sure, with her 87,000 followers and making money off of her quote unquote programs because she's promising something that nobody else with a degree could actually promise because we'd get in trouble.
I have not seen her account until right now. I probably have seen your videos like stitching her or like responding. Oh, but yeah, I had not seen her account. But it's, yeah. And then like to go, you know, like you said, we have no hate or shade if somebody is genuinely feeling better. But yeah. I think we would be doing a disservice if we didn't also bring up that so many people, I'm not even talking about these two directly. I truly mean the bucket of influencers, just knowing the research. If we look at women specifically, that 65% of women ages 25 to 45 have disordered eating. An additional 10% have clinically diagnosed eating disorder. So that's 75% of women with a fucked up relationship with food. That's not even categorizing the people that will never go get treatment. Don't think they're air quotes sick enough. Think that they're doing all of these things under the umbrella of health, if you will. So I think about how much is their influencers as a whole, right? Are
wellness culture.
So yeah, it's so disordered. It's just glorifying disordered eating. It's glorifying eating disorder. It is wild. It is wild to see that and to think that like basically people see themselves, I think, in those influencers because they're like, oh, I want to lose weight during pregnancy or I want to do blah, 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 blah. And then they'll just see, it's a shit show. It's an absolute shit show.
Layering on top of that, I saw another post and I can't seem to find it. It was Dr. Jess, and who's on TikTok. I don't know if she's on Instagram. I'm sure she is, but she's fabulous. She's a dietitian and PhD, and someone tagged her in a post where it was, she came to find out that it was a fake account. So it was like somebody who was trying to sell something. But basically the post said something along the lines of like, I miscarried, which is god awful. And here's why. And like the next slides were like, I ate processed foods. I ate gums. I drank regular pasteurized dairy or like all of like the buzzwords right now. It's like, I did all of these things. So like instead buy my detox, whatever. So this doesn't happen to you. So it's like, you think about how like someone like you and I would look at this and be like, this is a fake account. Like, this is awful that they're preying on these vulnerabilities, but like no one's going to believe this. And then you look and it's like 14,000 likes, a million saves, like all of this shit where people are really starting to believe because they think that because this person said it, like that we have this control over our bodies and our health in this way. Whereas when we look at the social determinants of health and you look at what actually like contributes to your health, you realize how little control you actually have.
Like, and nutrition and movement are like less than 9% contributing to our overall health. Are they important?
It's not saying not to prioritize it, right?
Yeah. Are they important? Yes, they are about 9%, give or take. But there is a lot more. That's another 91% that we're not talking about.
Good math. And
a lot of those, thank you, a lot of those being 22% genetics and biology. We have zero control over that. There's no matter how much you think that you're going to drink some detox fucking bullshit that's going to unlock your genetics and whatever the hell.
Biohack it.
Yeah, right? It's like, what? Our social circumstances, 24% of our health is impacted by our social circumstances. That's more than our genetics and biology. You want to talk about something you can control? Your social circumstances. Certain ones, obviously, like not when we're looking at socioeconomic status, discrimination, like there's things embedded in there, but your community that you surround yourself with.
You surround yourself with.
Or like the, oh my gosh, it's just, it's fucked up. It's crazy. Like I think you and I talk about this all the time because so much of our podcasts like are what the Actual Fork podcast has turned into, every podcast being a full What the Actual Fork moment. Like every video on the internet makes us say What the Actual Fork. And I forget because I think I just like disengage so much from my own mental health, but you are always like so great at reminding me of like, it is partly our responsibility to call out the bullshit because of how many people are falling victim to this. And even like people in my DMs will be like, keep like, after the news segment thing I posted, got so much positive feedback, like, please keep doing this. Like, please keep. And I forget because I feel like sometimes I just feel like a broken record where I'm like, I'm saying the same shit every day. Like, it's not getting anywhere. You feel like you're screaming, right. And no one's listening. But it's important because people are struggling and eating disorders are the second leading cause of death in mental illness. And it's no joke. And
the internet makes you feel like you're not sick enough, quote unquote, right?
Correct.
Like, oh, it's so bad.
It like, really is. So bad. But that's what this podcast is about, right? Is like the nuance that comes with it.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
We need to have, you know what, I have a few and we'll have to talk about like maybe potential guests or maybe we can have people DM us. I would love to have a functional medicine doctor on here that can walk in the gray and talk about nuance.
Because maybe I'll talk to the one that I talked to before I got pregnant with Dylan because he was wonderful.
And
I don't know if he does podcasts, but I'll ask him.
That was a conversation I had with my team of providers because we've all had such different experiences with functional medicine doctors. And I think it's so easy for any human to write off a profession for like dietitians, for example, right? You have a bad experience with a dietitian and then it's like, I don't want to meet with dietitians. Like I had this experience. And I think like when I think about the functional medicine space, there is a lot of quacky bullshit there. And there are a lot of amazing professionals. And I remember when you and I talked about like, that's like one of the things I stay most consistent with is my acupuncture through infertility, through fertility, through pregnancy, like postpartum. I think I will literally go to acupuncture once a week for the rest of my life. It's just my favorite thing. And I just think there's a lot, like we've always said, there's nuance to everything, but it's recognizing like that you can find professionals that can walk in the gray and not be black and white and trying to just sell you a bunch of bullshit.
I love that you brought up that it's very valid that you could have had a bad experience with a dietitian. I literally put that in my caption too when I posted this. I think it was Sunday, because I know a lot of, I won't name them, but I know a lot of dietitians that either I don't agree with what they say or know people 100%. That had poor experiences with them. And does that mean that all dietitians are bad? No. And like that categorization of our field is becoming very harmful because of social media, because of outlets like the Washington Post that are lumping us all together, right? And making all of these things seem quote unquote bad. It's causing, and I remember talking about this months ago, but like people are losing trust in registered dietitians and therefore putting their trust into wellness influencers and trying to find an influencer who posts something that feels very real, reachable, and attainable, latching on to that. And then when they don't get that same result, it's just like diet culture in general, they just blame themselves. And that vicious cycle continues where then they'll find someone else who does it more extreme, like this woman talking about losing weight during pregnancy. And when that doesn't happen, they're going to turn to Ozempic during pregnancy, which like that was a very extreme example, which isn't real. But like that's part of like this vicious cycle of people going deeper and deeper and deeper and just continuing to find, you know, somebody that does it more drastic because it quote unquote didn't work with a dietitian, whatever that means.
Correct. Correct. And I think, you know, I see almost like this similar pattern in the weight inclusive clients that we work with is like they will write off a doctor, right? Because of the weight stigma that they have experienced, and they will stop going to a doctor because of the guilt and shame that they've experienced. And, but then we unpack and we talk about how like not going to the doctor isn't going to support your health.
Right.
So we have to find a professional that you do feel comfortable with, that you feel safe with. Right. And so I think this goes like for all professions. Now that's very different because like weight stigma is like discrimination and oppression and like fucking terrible. And it's just so important to recognize that like any profession, whether it's doctors, OT, PT, dietitians, therapists, like all professions are human beings and right. human beings, like at the root, I remember like the beginning of my intuitive eating certification, we had to really learn how to sit in the discomfort and like talk about how we've caused harm. And I think that's just like such an important takeaway that like every profession should learn that like you have caused harm, period. No matter who you are, whether you want to be the best person in the world, it's not that you're intentionally doing it. Maybe some are and they don't give a shit and they just want to make a dollar, but you have caused harm. So like recognizing that, owning that, listening to that, learning how to do better, like that is so important. And again, like how you said, influencers, if there's no code of ethics, if there's no credentials, if there's no licensing, if there's none of that,
there's like, no one double checking.
No, all they're checking is their analytics of how many people are clicking, what's their commission, how much they're making.
And this is why the Washington Post hasn't done an expose on them, because anything goes.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It is so crazy to think
about. Let's tie this in a bow by saying you enjoy your maternity leave not thinking about any of this. So for our listeners.
I'll just come out completely unhinged and I'll bust my little mic out and just
I'm
like.
I'm looking forward to that.
I will. I promise.
But I will say and put this out there to our listeners, we do have plenty of content waiting for you guys while Sam is snuggling that new baby. But I will be recording while she's out and don't want to just talk to myself. So if you think that there's somebody that we should be bringing on this podcast for me to interview, please, please, please send us a DM to our Instagram. I will go in and check. It's What the Actual Fork Pod on Instagram, or you can send it to me, happystronghealthy.rd, or send me an email, jenna@happystronghealthyrd.com. That would be amazing. And I would love to interview whoever you guys think would be a good fit for our podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.